This episode is brought to you by Blue Water Day Spa. So I looked up the games you're playing: Wild Rift, Starfield, and Helldivers 2.
Yes, I'm a player
COD
for real.
COD and Wild Rift is mobile, and that is our cold intro. Welcome to Case Drama. Hello,
wow.
Everyone.
Nakaabot na rin ako sa Case
Drama.
Yes,
presenting one of my oldest peers in the business, Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce. Piercing eyes.
Christian J.M. Bautista.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Yes! Wow. Applause, everybody. We got a very, very special guest today, Christian J.M.
Tagal na ito in the making.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't understand why they were trying to get me to do this at all. And then we finally, we shot it late last year, and then we released it early this year because, yeah, I'm a Three Kings. So Feast of the Three Kings, we're like, maybe we should do it January. And it's been getting such great response.
Good,
thank
good.
You, listeners.
Ilang episodes na so
this
far?
This is episode number 5.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, with
hundreds more to come.
Wow.
Hundreds.
First sponsored one, really. But thank you to our
actually,
sponsor.
Actually, sarap ng water niyo. Dito.
Blue Water Day Spa. Do you feel relaxed with that water?
Oh, man, relax ka para akong naka-full body massage.
I had one last night, so sakto naman. Oh, I had a Balinese massage.
Gusto ko yung ano, yung forehand massage. Meron si, di ba meron?
For the superstar in you, yes, get the forehand massage.
Meron talaga.
True, not enough. It's true.
Meron talaga.
True story.
It's true, uh-oh.
Yeah, but we're so happy to have Christian Joseph Morata Bautista.
Yeah.
He is a graduate of landscape architecture.
That's right.
And a proud Caviteño.
That's right.
Cavite
represent.
So happy
represent. Now we have one plant here.
Represent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about being a landscape architect. What
so,
do you do?
What do we do?
Are you a major plantito?
What do
what
we
does
do,
it mean?
Ba? Landscape architecture is the scientific design of the outdoor space. Okay, yun. Natutunan ko yun ng first year. And everything else is about parang designing parks, gardens,
I love that.
Golf courses.
I see you playing golf. Yeah.
Pools. Anything outdoor. So if you expand pa, you can go on sa urban planning.
I love urban planning. Wish we had more of that. Yeah. Next life.
I agree.
Aabot pa yan.
Kaya naman.
Ikaw pala yung solution. Christian
kaya
is
naman.
Key.
Actually, I think ang solution sa traffic sa Metro Manila. Joke
lang. No. But serious discussion. Like, I hear this a lot, especially from foreigners or Ann Curtis even. We should have more parks. I say it all the time. Whenever I'm abroad, we go to parks.
I love parks.
The next trip that we're going on, we booked it like 500 meters away from the park so we can just walk out
yeah,
and we'll
yeah.
be in a park.
One of my favorites, Hyde Park sa London. So
ooh,
usually...
Nakapunta na kayo doon.
Oh, well, you know. pero I love it kasi it's big. Tapos...
And it's acres, di ba?
Acres. Tapos sa London kasi, di ba, you see modern architecture, classical architecture.
Like mixed in
mixed
one
is
space.
Very nice. So... Ang solusyon nga dyan, more parks definitely, good for the environment, good for the atmosphere,
health and fitness.
At ang dami-daming lupa pa sa Pilipinas. Napakadami
yes.
pa. Especially when you fly, napakadami pa.
Yeah, you'll
we
see
just
it,
have
no?
to really move
plan
out.
Plan a little bit, yeah?
A little bit. Satellite cities pa sa labas.
Oh my gosh, there you go, Christian Bautista, urban planner.
Yes.
Yeah, these are the things that people need to discuss. Lengthily, I think. People need to discuss this lengthily because people don't think that there is a demand for parks. So, what ba't kami gagawa ng park? Eh, hindi na, wala na mapupunta dyan.
A perfect example is Singapore, like behind you.
Yeah, right here.
Meron kaming, ano, scale model.
We worked in Singapore for a bit. And yeah, this is Gardens by the Bay. I would run here and end up, yeah, in that, what was it? What was that
sa
building called?
Sa MBS.
No, sa baba ng MBS. And I would... after,
basement ng MBS.
No, by the water, I would watch the light show at night. Or Eat Hawker.
Yan yung Gardens, di ba?
Yeah, Gardens by
parang
the Bay.
Umbrella looking.
Yeah, I've only been there once, but yeah.
Tingnan mo yan. It's one of the number one cities in the world.
It's a tiny red dot.
and it's, has lots of parks.
Yeah.
And it's still rich. So hindi sila, hindi nila iniisip na, okay, pag open space, sayang. Hindi. Kasi they know the quality of life will be better.
Improves, correct.
It may green.
Yeah, but I did watch a show, Parks and Recreations, and I think one of the problems we have here is that the funding to maintain a park, keep it alive, keep it beautiful, make sure that nobody steals the outdoor workout equipment.
Maintenance.
Maintenance is kind of a lot. So that's why... Well, it'll happen. I'm sure it'll happen. As long as we keep talking about things like this, people, you know, we're actually surprised that sometimes we have topics like this that are super random and people relate to it. So hopefully this gets somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You may have just started the, you know, quality of life improvement of Metro Manila.
Thank you, thank you. So let's save the these lungs of Metro Manila.
Yeah, the green belts, the green spaces. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's something I didn't ever know about Christian.
Okay, thank you for our next episode.
No. I'm always happy to discover something new about somebody that I've known forever. I feel bad. No, before kasi, I was always afraid to ask people about school background, their course, what's your work now. That's why I was super happy when LinkedIn was invented. And
ano dalas ka doon sa LinkedIn?
Apparently, it's how to know where people are going, if people are gonna quit. Ito ang pinaka-biggest...
Headhunter ka pala!
Hindi, I'm curious. Like, okay. Why, pag nagpa-picture ang isang tao, hindi naman sila nagpa-picture, bakit? Aalis ka na? May mga ganun. So may mga ganun clues. Oh. And they happen in LinkedIn.
Sa LinkedIn pala.
Yeah.
Sige, I have to, ano na.
You have to set up your
brush
profile.
Brush up the LinkedIn account.
But yeah, maybe that's why it was always an awkward conversation for me to ask people about school and whatever. Kasi parang, do they think I'm prying too much? Well, that's why I never asked.
Well, proud naman po sa UP. UP
yeah,
fight!
Yeah, be
nananala
proud.
Na tayo sa basketball.
Yeah, great, ano, diba? Great strides in the basketball.
Kayo ba nanala last time? Ateneo?
No, or we LaSalle? Didn't. I think,
Google na lang
yeah, I think yan. It was LaSalle, but...
Bawi tayo.
We're always happy. I mean, win or lose, it's the school we choose, but...
Ano yun eh? Ateneo yung quote yun
yeah,
eh.
Yeah, yeah. It's
kasi
part of
kasi two brothers
song.
Ko, Ateneo eh. Kaya
yes.
Lagi kaming hati.
Pag
you up. So me, my dad, my mom on one side, tapos my two brothers on the
but
other
it's
side.
It's so fun to be in the UAAP in the
ay,
wrong side.
Talaga. It happened to me once nung hindi pa nananalo ang UP.
Mm-mm.
Siguro mga maybe a decade ago. My auntie is from Ateneo. So sabi, gusto manood ng Ateneo UP game? Yeah, yeah.
In your
okay.
Full maroon outfit.
Siyempre, full maroon. Sa ano pa to? Sa Pasig.
Pasigueño, I wanna see.
Sa
that's
ano,
where we danced ballet. Inares Stadium?
Hindi.
Pasig River?
Cuneta
Astrodome? No, that's Pasay.
No. Yung hindi na ginagamit, Ultra.
Ultra!
Ultra. So, nanood kami sa Ultra. I think it was a weekday. So, yung Ultra, 25% lang UP. Nakarating. Tapos, 75% Ateneo.
And you are on the blue
siyempre,
side.
Siyempre, nasa Ateneo side ako kasi okay. Yung ticket ko galing
saka sa... medyo mabab. Nandun ka sa may court.
Hindi naman. Ano lang, sa medyo sa gitna. So, tambak na kami. First quarter, oh man. Hit na yung share na. Second quarter, tambak na. Second quarter, okay, medyo nakakabol. Third quarter, tayo na. So, uh-huh. No fourth quarter, ako na lang sumisigaw sa
Ateneo side. Tumayo ka, ganyan.
Tumatayo. Siyempre, tinitingnan na ako ng mga Ateneo. Jolly, ba't nandiyan na naman yung inaanak mo dito? Tapos nalo kami.
Ah, unforgettable.
Yeah, that was good.
So
was
Jordan
fun.
And Based Joshua were there also.
Wala, ako lang. Ako lang.
Sayang, in your face sana yan.
Sayang.
Pero yeah, I've done that a couple of times. May one time pa, pagtayo ko, pag upo ko, yung upuan ko hindi ko nababa. So, nakahang lang ako doon. Eh, syempre, mayabang ako about it. I think we were versus USC that time. So, unti-unti ko
tumingin.
Walang nakatingin sa akin and then I fixed my seat. Pero I hung there for
nangyari sa akin
a good
sa
one
sinihan,
minute.
Ganyan. Ginagawa ko yan. Oh, I know
it
what
happens.
You mean. Oh, nangyari talaga.
Awkward
okay lang
moment.
Yan.
So, there's your school you. And I think when I met you, you were probably just, were you still studying when you were doing Star in a Million?
Star in a Million, hindi. Graduate na ako. Ano ba nangyari sa Star in a Million? Okay. Nag-graduate ako 2001 and okay. Then sumali ako sa trumpets, musical.
Oh, and then, you gotta do the role. Show them what you did. Is this the ghoul?
Ghoul lang. Parang,
not gulang, kasi maybe foreigners are watching.
Oh, you know, I play this like
ghoul.
These zombie with capes. And I had like a yellow so mask on, so you never really know who's who. But I had a great, great time.
Ghoul number one.
Ghoul number two ako yata. Ghoul number two. I was the lesser dancer. I almost kicked someone. I got the role.
Because you kicked one. Ghoul number one.
I should actually use that
That's
line
a better story,
more.
No?
How did you get the role? I kicked one. But I did get the role because I was the only one who could fit in the costume. Because I was tall enough. And Kuya Odi told me that. Parang, Christian, do you still want the role? Yeah. Okay, great. You got it. Well, how did I get it? Yeah, I can fit in the costume. That's
you're
okay.
Tall.
I'll take it.
That's funny because one of my first auditions, I didn't get the part. They said I was too tall.
Mm-hmm. Too tall for stage? That's
yeah,
so weird.
Yeah, no, because my partner would have been smaller than me or something. I don't know.
Sino to?
No. It was like in the high school.
Okay. So I got the role. I had fun. Changed my life. So parang, okay, I want to do this more. Meron akong isa pa. Spolarium ni Ryan Cayabyab and Fides Quiyugan. That was an opera with Robert Senya.
Whoa, I did not know this.
I was also a lot of learning experience. And then, I was looking for a job. Di ba pag theater ka? Next. Ano, next VTRs ha? Commercial, please.
Actually, you did a lot of VTRs as well. And that's here in Makati.
Most likely, yes. Yeah. Doon kami nakasama ni Vong Navarro.
I see.
Pop Cola. Extra ako ni Vong Navarro.
Oh my gosh, we should pull and that
Red,
up.
And Red Concepcion.
Red Concepcion.
And Archie Alemania.
Now on Broadway, yeah. Doing Chicago.
So, di ba? Kunin niyo itong mga extra-extra na VTRs. So, you'll never know. Mamaya nasa Broadway na kayo.
So, after that, and then Star in a Million.
And then Star in a Million. So, sabi
ni
na...
Thank you. Joshua Padilla.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
hi,
right.
Mama.
Oh nga pala, siya ang kumanta noon. At siya rin na nag-host with Ryan Agoncillo.
Thanks for remembering.
And Edu Manzano.
And was Sherry Hill? Miss Sherry Hill was
Sherry
a...
Sherry Hill.
Was a judge, no?
Yes. Okay. And sa ASAP yun nag-start and then it became its own show.
Ah, so it's like a spin-off.
Yeah.
Okay, and yeah, that yeah, was yeah. The first batch. Your batch is the
first batch. Eric Santos won. I was fourth place. And then I didn't know what to do.
No.
With my
no.
life.
But yeah, Eric Santos, I did remember he posted a clip of how much Miss Sherry Hill loved his performances.
Yeah, kasi si Eric, magaling siya.
Out na siya eh, di ba?
Hmm?
Out na ba siya?
Sa ASAP, na-out siya, tapos nagkaroon ng wild card.
Galing.
And then nakabalik. Uh-oh. Ang magaling kay Eric, despite his amazing voice, tinitingnan niya yung judge sa mata.
That's just nerve-wracking.
Oo, hindi talagang kaya niya.
And that's Miss Sherry Hill, no?
Tinitingnan niya yung judge sa mata, tapos kinakantaan niya ng, "This is..." So talagang, ako parang nahihiya ako eh. Introvert ako eh. So hindi ko matingnan yung mga
judge. Are you, like, did you take the test? Are you really an introvert?
I forgot the A's or the C's, pero I am.
Okay.
Tapos, I just learned how to be an ambivert through show business kasi I had to. Pero yeah, so siya sa kasi siya rin tinitingnan talaga nila sa mata.
No fear, no?
No fear talaga. Alam nila parang kaya pala. Magaling talaga.
Now we know. If we if there's ever a Star in a Million 3, because there was a 2, no? That was...
Actually, dami. Madami Star in a Million. Star in a Million and then naging Search for Star in a Million nung nag-move sina Rachel and Sarah, naging co-host namin sila.
I see, okay. Oh, so you hosted it eventually.
Eventually. Cool. Ang nanalo yata sina Frenchie, OJ, Jimmy, Chris. Doon sila
galing. Chris Lawrence is, I think, 2. Star in a Million 2.
Let's check.
Comment down below. We're really making mistakes, so you would comment and correct us. You know, we know you love to correct us. No, I'm kidding. No, but I do love that story because for a lot of people, I guess that's like, you know how athletes always share their Nina Man sob stories, but you know how they don't succeed in the beginning. And I think that's one of your best stories, that you had that giant hit, Something in the Way You Look at Me. Or is it There's Something in the Way You Look at Me?
According to some of the fans, kapag nag-show ako, ang nire-request sila, Christian, kantahin mo yung There's Something in the Rain.
Well, it is more romantic when it rains.
So, with a smile, sabi, hindi po, ano po, The Way You Look at Me po.
The Way You Look at Me, okay.
Okay, wala. the rain. Okay. So it's the way you look at me, and yun nga, yun yung basically nagsalba sa akin after Star in a Million. It was an audition.
Save. I think you have like from the story of the ghoul, it's the story is getting better and better. So I wouldn't say saved you. I mean, you were obviously going somewhere, and that
Thank
is
you,
just the interesting part of the story where there is this song, Something in the Rain, You Look at Me. Which is actually a popular K-drama, ha?
Pwede nga, parang umulan, tapos napagtinginan sila.
Oh, baka nga yun nga yung
naisip sila. Parang umulan. Oh, umulan, may payong ba siya?
2024 remix.
Parang
ganun. can you do the short intro in Bahasa Indonesian na I'm going to sing Something in the Rain?
Laguin niyo yung tuk mo, The Way You Look at Me. Cause there's something in the rain. Yeah, hindi mararites yan kasi mali eh.
No, I mean,
hindi
it's fine.
Hindi yung makukuha yun.
But galing! So your Bahasa is like, at what level? Because I keep level telling
people.
Level 0.5. Ako kasi ang Korean ko is K-drama level. So yours is?
Christian Bautista level. Basta mababa pa.
No,
ano
but
lang, makaya natin mga I love you, ako cinta kamu, thank you, terima kasih. Yan, yung mga simple.
Salamat lang. Pagi. Is it selamat or salamat?
Parang salamat.
Salamat.
Mm-mm.
Salamat.
Salamat.
Pagi.
Tayo'y mag...
Salamat. Pagi.
Is that... Hindi ko tinatapos yung one line, ha, para sa...
So, salamat. Sa pagi. Ano pa ba? How salamat. Do you say my name is?
Namasaya. Nama is name.
Namasaya Anna Caril.
Yes. Namasaya
hari...
Christian Bautista. Namasaya is... I or aku.
Oh, there's this one very funny story. So, we did Kitchen Musical... Maybe 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago in Singapore, hence the
yes,
Singapore.
Yes, pakilagay na po sa Netflix, please.
Okay. That would be fun. And in Singapore, parang we did the tour after shooting Christian Musical, the Kitchen Musical. We were with Art Acuna and we were, was it in Indonesia yung Pilawat?
What's Pilawat?
It's Pilawat guest.
Okay.
So I think we had stickers.
Sorry.
We had like stickers that said Pilawat. So,
guest or parang...
Visitor?
Visitor.
Visitor. So,
Google
Art Acuna, who plays my dad in
yeah,
the musical.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, nice to meet you, Mr. Pilawat.
Yun ang sabi ni Art?
Ni Art! Kala mo talitalino niya, tsaka serious poker face.
Ay, nako. I miss that guy. He's fun.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Pilawat. Nice to meet you. I'm Art Acuna from the Philippines.
He's fun. He's fun.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're just like talking about everything. But this is our catch up. So we haven't really seen each other. We did do the Wish Awards and I wanted to show
That's
you.
That's right, that was fun.
That my dad made you a collage.
My dad also likes to, ano, get clippings. Oh, diba?
Nina Sandejas, check the photos.
Oh,
but my
diba?
Dad, he just like put like all these random little things, three kings, you know what I mean?
Salamat po.
Yeah, my favorite part was when, okay, so outfit check was a
Fit
very
check.
Big thing that moment. And
mm-hmm.
Christian just adjusted the camera since it was a one camera, a two cam setup. So he did levels.
Mm-hmm.
There he was doing the fit
a,
check.
A.
Yeah, this the photos by Nina Sandejas. So yeah, you have a Nina, copy for yourself. We did OOTDs.
Salamat.
It was fun. It was great fun. And
salamat.
Like a good reunion for us.
Maulit so that was yan. So i-claim na natin sa 10th wish ha. Sa 10th na yung
here.
Next.
That's our little catch up. For those of you who are listening who don't know what projects we've done together, because it's been a while, aside from the Wish Awards, we did a lot. So I'm going to try to ask you what you can remember. It has to be in sequence. And I do have a prize for you. Like I have
tough.
A shirt for you.
That you Ganda can naman ang shirt!
That you can wear when you're gaming.
Grabe! Ganda na shirt na to.
It is. Blue water shirt. Thank you.
It's so blue.
So, okay.
And watery. Oh.
Give me at least one song from every project that we've done together. So you have to start from the very beginning, a very good place to start. That was not our musical, but that is a musical.
Okay, so West Side muna, di ba? Maria!
West Side Story, yeah.
Mm-mm. You may first na din?
Yes.
Okay, good.
West Side Story. Or I think Wedding of Teacher Suite. We sang something.
Mahirap yan. Mahirap.
Yeah,
hindi
yeah,
ko na
yeah.
maalala.
No, but that was our first time to really sing together,
What
I
did
think.
We sing?
We sang something from Trumpet's Little Mermaid.
Um,
because the lead, I played
had
Princess.
To be you, it had to be you?
No, no, no. I played Princess Sapphire, and the my partner is Prince Christian.
Oh, man.
He brought me to you. He brought me to you.
Patay ako kay Tita Luna. Sorry na po.
It's okay. It's okay. That wasn't like, that was just like a...
Gig.
Yeah. A special wedding from our musical theater teacher. But after that, we did do West Side Story.
Yes.
I wanted to make kwenta about West Side Story. But later, sige. So let's continue. What's after West Side Story?
West Side Story, after West Side Story, Cinderella na.
Hindi ba Ramahari? I'm actually confused.
Halaka. Sinabay natin yun.
In demand. Resorts World. Hindi, parang later pa yung Cinderella.
So Rama.
And Ramahari then, first.
So Rama.
2012 Ramahari.
Ang gusto ko kantahin, ako'y iyong iyo. Pero that's the other, Rama at Sita. Tagistis ng ulan sa aking bintana. Yun. Muntik na.
Quiz to. No? Okay. Hirap. So I'm after Ramahari, we did Cinderella at the Resorts World, Manila.
Yes. Now, Newport.
Yeah. But back then, you know, this is dating us, really.
10 minutes ago, I saw you.
I met you. I saw you. Yeah, that's a different verse.
Okay, tada. Ako naman magkukwiz sa'yo.
Oh, no.
Pero madali lang.
Go.
Resorts World, directed by our beloved Freddie Santos.
Oh,
God bless
did.
You.
Love and Laughter.
Love and Laughter. One song na kinanta natin doon sa Love and Laughter.
I do remember singing my own song there. I did, I found my smile again.
Meron tayong medley ginawa. Ano yung medley na ginawa natin?
I know we did an Adele song then because it was brand new. Medley. Did we do a music? We probably did a musical.
Clue. Song. It starts with the letter elephant.
L? Elephant? Ah, from ano? Moulin Rouge?
Moulin Rouge, the elephant medley.
Yung pala pangalan.
Ang ganda kaya
doon. Yeah.
Tapos yung bagong Moulin Rouge.
And that was before Moulin Rouge, the musical, which I watched, by the way, with Aaron Tveit.
Cara David?
Aaron Tveit.
Okay.
Kasi T-V-I-E-T.
Mas bago na yung music sa yung napanood mo, na hindi ko pa napapanood. In-update nila.
Galing. So after we did Cinderella, no, we forgot Kitchen Musical.
Kitchen Musical. Hindi kasi nasabi na natin kanina.
I just really did put Kitchen Musical that Christian Bautista, are you a dancer? What do you really feel about dancing? Because you...
What do I feel
joke
about
it. Like, you joked about it on your 25th anniversary concert, which was awesome, by the way, at
Maraming
the Samson
salamat.
Performing
Maraming
Arts
salamat.
Theater. You joke about it. You danced with Sam Concepcion, who obviously...
Maraming salamat, Sam.
Dances,
sinundan niya
like,
ako
really
eh. Kasi nagkamali ako, tapos sinundan niya ako. So parang hindi ako nagkamali.
That is
ako.
A pro. Yeah. So how do you really feel about dancing?
Okay, so dahil sinabi mo ngayon Kitchen Musical, ang automatic na sagot ko is parang nahihiya ako, hindi ko kaya, huwag niyo ako pasayawin, right? Pero kapag pinapanood ko yung Kitchen Musical, because we had 5 days of rehearsal.
No, we really trained before the whole thing started.
May training before we started, meron. And then kapag mag-shoot tayo, di ba minsan si Sir...
With Jason.
Si Sir Jason Coleman, meron tayong mga dances
from
na...
Australia.
From he's Australia.
He's trained by an Australian dance superstar.
That's right. Na, ano yan? May mga dances na hindi natin na-rehearse way back.
Mm-mm.
Meron mga he had to do
on
the
fly.
Spot,
yeah.
Na it would like freak me out, di ba? Pero, marunong siya mag-adjust.
And may foundation ka na.
Yes, so... Alam ni Jason yung foundation mo, alam niya yung kaya mo, so bibigyan ka niya ng dance that will make you look good,
mm-hmm.
kaya mong ma-rehearse, kaya mong ma-execute properly. So, nung ni-rehearse namin ni Erwin sa On The Side,
okay.
kasi kami yung
Erwin
pinaka-challenged.
He is our theater actor friend.
Nagkagawa namin.
Uh-huh.
Kasi everyday namin ni-rehearse, wala tayo ibang ginagawa dun eh.
Sabagay.
Nag-rehearse lang talaga tayo.
We were shooting in a school, yeah.
Kakain, magre-rehearse. Tapos, since nga international show, syempre kung ayusin natin.
Uh-uh.
So, kung tapos na kayo mag-rehearsal ng dance, kami ni Erwin, pupunta kami sa side. Uulitin namin yun. Hanggat makuha, until maging comfortable kami. And then, kapag nilabas nga yung nobody, right? Or parang OMG.
Uh-uh.
Or like, there's another thing.
10 minutes.
Black Eyed Peas.
10 minutes ago,
boom,
I met
boom,
you.
Pow.
Yeah.
Going back to your question, if wala akong ginagawa but to like...
Uh-huh. There's no golf, there's no gaming.
Wala. Sasayaw ako every single day for one number.
The dedication.
Kaya ko. Pero if you give me 1 hour,
you're hearing
hindi
this,
ko kaya.
Right?
So dapat talaga matagal.
So you're hearing this. Next producer, just give him a month. That's all
a
he
month
needs.
Na sasayaw lang ako, na sasayaw.
I don't know, you could take breaks and then you can do your games then.
Or sasayaw na lang ako sa...
And you just need like Erwin to be your partner.
Para ano, meron akong kasabay.
So your true feelings about dancing would be that you could do it because you look back and yeah, I'm good there. I mean, when you... if you watch the Faith
naman,
music
good,
video...
Kaya naman pala, kaya naman pala.
It actually looks good. Like... Faith, you're dancing in the kitchen or whatever. Yeah.
Yo, so
good.
Parang just give me time, kaya. But yan naman lagi sinasabi ni Kuya Odi.
Preparation,
about what,
the time, yeah.
What talent is. Talent is basically something you can do faster than others.
Next.
That's what it is. So can you, do you know how to reach this certain talent that you don't have? Yeah, you just gotta work harder.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi siya, kaya siya talented, kasi mas mabilis, kasi he's born with it or she's born with it. Kaya kaya niya. Pero kayang bumaabot yun, yeah. But you just have to work twice or thrice as hard. Di ba sumayaw tayo sa Cinderella?
Yeah, we did a waltz.
So,
like a proper waltz.
Mga first few shows, laki naman. Oh my God! I'm pretty sure meron akong mga times yun na parang,
No.
Inventuhin na lang natin
we
ito.
We have to do, can we stand up? We gotta do the one we did in West Side Story. The West Side Story is funny.
Ito, madali lang
like,
to. Tatayo
like
lang yan tapos ganyan
then,
eh.
Ching, ching. It's like a,
kaya ako naging Tony kasi yun lang yung sayo ko eh. Tatayo lang eh. Tapos ganyan lang. Madali lang kasi. Pero ang galing, sino yung nagba-backflip? Ay, sorry. No, sorry, not backflip. The turn, si Jake.
Who was it?
Si Jake. Si Bernardo.
Ah, Jake.
Jake Makapagal,
yes,
diba?
Yes, yes.
He also had to train that turn.
Because if you don't know or you're not familiar, West Side Story, they have an actual book for the dances. So, it's always the same. It's kind of like
you
the music. It's
it.
Written,
oh.
Yeah.
And they would come an hour before we started.
Really?
Siya, oh meron siyang one-on-one with the choreo.
Man.
So pagdating niya doon, para siyang Kobe Bryant, Mamba.
So wait.
Ready na ako.
I have to give you your prize. So you got everything right.
Yay!
Yeah, so here's your Blue Water Day Spa shirt.
Salamat po.
We are both endorsers.
Salamat.
Yes, we are just so grateful for the support. So thank you.
Thank you. Sige.
And yeah, you can get an athlete's massage after you dance.
Yeah,
or train.
Again.
Don't do the other massage.
The forehand massage.
Sobrang sakit ng katawan ko. Can I get ano, two masseuses?
So
today, I'm preparing my production number for my birthday. So I got some scripts so that I could get the scores. And I do think I brought West Side Story, my script.
See
oh
the,
my
wow.
gosh, this is how senti I get. Look how dirty.
Yep.
Look
That's
at that.
That's it, all right.
I wonder where you are.
Folder na ganyan
na
yan eh.
David Cosico is there. I wonder who drew this. You don't draw, but when you do,
ano ko yan eh? Weird ako nung time na yan
architect
eh.
Stuff.
Hindi ko pa alam ang ano eh.
Wait.
Ang aking life goals.
Jordan Andrews is here. Oh my God, Ninong Carlo Orosa.
Si Jordan nga pala na nasa
yes.
musical din ngayon, right?
Yes, he's doing Spelling Bee.
Hmm.
Kaisa, who is now like a award-winning director.
Congrats,
who else is
guys.
Here? There's a place for us.
Si Gian, siyempre.
Yes, Gian is here.
Joanna, Parang, maybe.
Joanna, Jake Makapagal. Oh my God, this is so precious.
Tapos iba may color yung mga pens mo or something.
Yeah, it was really hard. We were doing, Tita Menchu Lauchenko Yulo was our director.
Yes, yes.
It was really
ano
special.
Ano mga memories mo dyan sa
I wanted
rehearsal
to,
na yan?
No, because when we talk about how we do this podcast, we're like, let's just make kwentuhan. So I wanted to really share that back then, I was super broken up. And it was a secret except for me and the director, Tita Menchu. But the funny thing is, I was telling my friend this today because she's newly broken up. I was like, the way I dealt with the breakup, aside from crying so much in West Side Story.
Which helped.
For sure, diba? It's like a good outlet, especially when Tony dies. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, Tony dies.
I had the reddest cheeks. I don't know if you even noticed. Karang cheek tint was brand new back then. I had a cheek tint and I was like, put it in. Like, and then retouch. It's a break, put some more. And then parang it was my power. My red
cheek
cheeks.
Tint. Remember that, girls.
Cheek tint. Depends. Some do lipstick. I don't really love lipstick, so... I did a lot of cheek. I cried so much. I must have like, they were probably, ang galing naman niya umiyak. I was honestly, I actually wanted to check if you knew at one, at in the beginning, because we were rehearsing and I was broken up.
Parang halfway, you told me.
Halfway. Ah, okay. Yeah, I guess it's a secret you kind of have to share with your screen, your on-scene partner. Because yeah, parang, it's too weird like to see me crying all the time. It's just like, namatay, bang! Nung namatay si Tony. It's just so automatic.
May kwento si ano dyan eh, si, si Stephen Rahman Hughes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The so, timing of the shot.
Yes. Siya si Chino, yung Bumarel okay, kay
so
Tony.
Sorry. So Stephen Rahman Hughes is from The Kitchen Musical in Singapore.
Yes. So he did the Chino, and then during the part where he had to shoot Tony, nag-malfunction yung gun.
Oh no.
Nag-malfunction gun. So he was gonna shoot Tony. Wala. Tumitingin siya sa props guy. Wala. So sabi niya lang daw, bang!
Tumawa and this is the highlight, dramatic moment.
Tawa daw na tawa yung mga no. audience.
Sira, wala na.
Parang sabi niya, I should have just like went up to him and like hit him or something.
But all I could think about is
get a rock. I don't know.
That's where your improv skills come in. No, but kasi he shoots him from across the way.
Oh, you know? Yeah. He should have like just thrown the gun or something. Dapat tumama. Diba? Dapat tumama sa ulo.
I would die.
Ni Tony yun.
Yeah, but that's live theater for you. You gotta be ready for anything. But West Side Story for me was so special. And another big story about that play that I wanted to share was when Tito Dolphy actually watched. And up until that point, we were okay. Like, we were talking, but I wouldn't say the forgiveness was complete. And the reason why I share this, because we talk about healing a lot here. And that moment, okay, wait, backtrack. When I found out that I got the part of Maria, it was Coco, my sister's graduation. We were eating. It was a buffet dinner. And he sang the score. He has perfect pitch. So I was like, oh, we're like really talking today. Like in a good, like casual, it's something he likes and it's something that I'm about to embark on.
Good.
So I was like, okay, this is nice. This is new. This is a big step. So, and then he watches, and I know he's in the middle, and we sing Somewhere, and Somewhere is such a powerful song.
It is.
And the idea that I'm doing it with you is, of course, very special because you're a safe space for me, and we've been doing
likewise,
a lot of shows.
Thank
so
you.
That's why I want to share it now because I don't think I told you this story. Oh, I'm going to cry, but oh.
Forgiveness. May chicken ba kayo dyan? Labas chicken.
Yun na. No. This is a good story because okay. I think forgiveness comes in many forms, but that was my big moment. Like, I felt I was out of this world. I don't know if you've had like a.
I mean,
I've never taken drugs, so I can't say like from experience that parang pumutok yung ulo ko na.
I don't
even know where I am. I'm not on this plane for sure. I'm somewhere else. And it's that moment where you, bang!
And then Kuya Dolphy was there.
Tito Dolphy was there. I'm singing Somewhere to you because, you know. And it was just so beautiful. I felt I was singing it to him, which is cheating, as
nice.
Kuya Epi said, because it's breaking the fourth wall. But I think it was so important for my own
healing
and
nice.
His healing and our family's healing.
Mm-mm.
And just your, you know, that's also a love story if you think about
that's
it.
That's what art does talaga.
Correct. Uh-oh. It's cathartic. It brings you somewhere you cannot go in just the normal plane where you're talking or, you know.
And it connects different
punching
people.
Diba? That this didn't bring you far. So that was my big,
that's good. Now, West Side Story and the song Somewhere.
I just never got to tell you that story.
Thank you for telling me.
Like, major. Like, I think I had prayed for like a complete healing forgiveness journey, but it never came. But that was so beautiful. I guess that's the
trigger.
I think, sometimes you need art, music. People always ask me, what do you like better, singing or acting? It's like, hello, musical theater.
It's and both.
Yeah, Tito Odi keeps saying, do na straight play. It's like, yeah, maybe eventually. But I just love singing and acting. And it brings you to that space. Eh, diba? Parang, wow, it's so out of here. So yeah, I just remembered. I never told you that story. So thank you for bringing me there. Because, you
thank
know,
you for telling
that
me.
Was also our safe space. And that brought me to that kaboom, bang. moment.
Buti nagawa na yung baril.
Yeah, no, or else masisira. I don't think I've ever told my mom. So I guess she'll just have to listen. Mm-mm. And my sisters.
Retweet
but yeah.
natin. Please listen to this. No. And when you do, retweet it.
Oh gosh, no.
Para ma-promote.
That was like a beautiful, sacred moment shared with you. So thank you for that.
Thank you also. Definitely, you were also the more experienced actress doon. So,
no, not for sure.
Mo rin ako. Siyempre, kailangan ako bumawi. Ang ganda-ganda rin sinabi niya.
Hindi.
Pero no, ako
kwento lang about West Side.
So, at salamat din na tinulungan mo ko at denied mo ko doon. And si Direk Menchi.
We were both newbies, to be honest.
Pero naka-ano ka na doon? Naka-NK ka na doon, eh, di ba? After NK.
Yeah, but stage is like a different animal. I think... if we really had somebody who was a veteran, it was already Joanna Ampil, who is
super
like
veteran.
The best. She's
and Rowena. And
Rowena
from Australia.
So we were learning a lot. And I think it's also good to have a batchmate. I think we were basically batchmates. But yeah, it's good to know that you can trust somebody that you're in scenes with.
Dapat.
It's really crucial. Yeah.
Funny moment. Give me a funny moment.
Funny moment also in West Side?
Mm-mm. I have one.
Is this when we couldn't kiss? It was
That's
so funny.
One.
It
was,
wait. This is funny because Tita Menchu had to teach us.
That's one, yes. So, kasi madaming kissing scenes doon.
Oh, I'm gonna
sigurado
get a
fever. Ka, punta tayo dito, ha?
No. This is not even about us. Okay, so we're... Okay, when I did Little Mermaid... Oh, I had done Little Mermaid. No, Little Mermaid was so funny because I couldn't even hug. We already spoke about this because Yael's like, ano ba yan? Mag-hug, that's awkward because you don't want your things to touch Yael, quotable quotes, 2024. So we did that and parang it was a topic. And Tita Menchu, being the professional that she is, and she's one of the best directors I've worked with, mm-hmm. She was very gentle with me. She would curl my hair. She said, Karel! Ano ba? What does she like to say?
Nakakaloka.
Kaloka. Kaloka. And then, kaloka ka? She says something like that.
Nakakaloka.
Yeah, something like that. So she's like, why are we awkward? He's just like this. You just grab the next man. She grabs the next man. Let's
Who's
just
the
not
next
say,
man?
And I won't say na lang. So she grabs
a
man.
I want to remember this.
Wag na.
Okay.
She grabs a man and then you see the shift in her face like...
Did she kiss him?
Yeah, but there was a shift like, oh no.
Why this man?
No. Oh no. Yeah, because she just really randomly... You just grab a man and then, oh no.
Now I want to know.
And then
she
kisses him. He's also a director.
Ayun na, alam na natin.
Hindi. There were several directors. There were some who were acting in the cast.
Alam na natin. I think that was one of the first place din parang yun nga, parang sabi ko, parang noob ako. And she really
yeah,
like
she
guided
us
all the way. Ako nga, parang sabihin ko, spoon-fed ba sa akin.
We had notes even during the time that for prep where she would curl her hair. We were just really open to everything. And it was quite good that she helped us with, you know, all our issues. Because they are issues in performance, diba? So,
sa akin naman, ang funny moment ko, on stage na tayo. And kasiin ko si ano ba yun? It's like a bar scene. It was a bar scene with the Jets. Tapos parang kino-convince ko sila na don't fight! Ganyan. Tapos parang I slam my hand sa table. Bam! Eh, midway na yun ng run. So meron ng mga nails na naka-stick out. So pag ganyan ko, bam! Tapos si Kuya Jaime, di ba? Kasiin Mm-mm. ko. Nagdudugo na yung kamay ko habang nagsisin sila. So parang
tumiyak. But he is the doc, right?
He is the doc. Yeah. Yeah, dapat magaling siya, di ba? Parang tuwin ako kay doc. Sabi ko, doc. Tapos parang, wala ito sa scene eh. Wala ito sa scene. So parang siya parang, ano ba itong baguhan na ito? Bakit ito kinakalabit nito? Tapos parang nakita niya, dugong-dugo na yung kamay ko. Okay, necktie mo.
I like how this is a funny moment for
so,
you.
So, parang it is. Parang I got his necktie or hanky or something. That was, I wrap it
wow,
while still being...
first aid.
While being Tony, di ba? So, wala ka dapat gagawin.
Tony.
So, na-wrap ko na. So, nung kumanta tayo ng One Hand, One Heart. Ayun, nanaduguan niyo ako may ko. One hand, one heart.
With bandage. That's, I love One Hand, One Heart. Like, that's a perfect...
Literally, one hand yun nangyari sa akin.
I didn't notice. Di ko napansin.
Parang ganyan yata ako eh. Anyway, That was fine. But
as long as you don't faint, you're fine.
Mm, okay naman, di naman.
Oh gosh, it's fun, no? We did West Side Story at the Meralco Theater. We would also just jog sometimes outside. It was fun. It was good fun. But yeah, I did one of my first ballet recitals there also.
Wow.
Eh.
Yeah. Ballet. Kailan, ilan taon ka nun?
I started ballet 6, so wow. It's always my yabang. Like, my mom's a singer. Yeah, she was gonna do Larawan in CCP. I was like, yeah, I performed there na mama. In the small, the little theater and the big theater. I did, but just the concert.
At least, parang kayong dalawa.
Yeah, same role.
Nice.
Paalam Candida, paalam Paula. That was our role, Paula. So yeah, that's our musical life. And aside from all the musicals that we've done, and now I've tested you, you've tested me, we have very little common interests, especially when it comes to gaming, because I suck at gaming.
But you dabble.
You've always been a good gamer. Oh, let me tell you, I sometimes hide in the grass. Children have cussed me and called me VOVO, which is VOVO. Because you can't say bad words when you play.
VUVU na ngayon, VUVU.
VUVU. It changes every 5 minutes, right? Because they know.
Or lalagyan nila ng space.
Yeah, kasi they ban certain words so that.
Magaling.
Your feelings don't get hurt. One time, I really was really stupid in the game. And it's a 5-player game, the one Yael plays, which is Mobile Legends. Mm-hmm. And
please sponsor us.
Yeah, so I really suck. But
my
first month, I think they put you like with the worst people, and I had a ranks, great win streak. My rank was so
dahil
high.
Dahil nga rank, so pare-pareho kayo ng rank. Tama?
Yeah, or parang they're trying to encourage you to just play. So you're like, ang galing ko, parang ako panalo.
Kasino pala to.
Yeah. I don't know.
The house always wins.
I can't really say, but after like a couple of games, I started to lose, and then people started making my.
What's your name?
Kulot.
Hindi naman your actual name. Oh man, yeah, we should play
it's
again.
It's hard, yeah. I mean, I wish I could relate. So that's why I was asking about, well, maybe we can start with, yeah, let's play a game with Christian. So I started to watch on YouTube. Kasi di ba yung mga ganun tawag dun when you're watching the game play through? It's like 8 hours long. I watched
hindi ko kaya.
COD. I think it was COD. And it was just so violent.
Call of Duty. Yeah.
I was almost crying because it was so real. Like, I'm at war and like, am I even gonna get PTSD from this? So
wow,
ganun,
you
play that?
Yeah.
How many hours a day?
Migs.
How many hours a day?
Ano lang, one or two, ganun lang.
Because so I was watching it last night on my way to my massage. And then I
nagmamassage ka tapos ano, ganun Call of Duty.
Way, sabi ko, paano yun? Okay, 8 minutes pa lang.
Pagod ka na.
Hindi ko na kaya, parang may war, and then parang I wanna
kasi
pray for peace.
Kasi we like these
peace.
Things, di ba? Parang we like, parang
oo,
adventure,
parang,
missions.
Lalo na nung pumasok na sila doon sa bahay, tapos parang ginanon na niya yung helmet niya. It just feels so real. What do you call it, first person?
Yeah, first person,
it's just
yeah.
too much. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean,
I can do maybe arcade games where I'm actually shooting with a
gun.
Gusto
mo parang cartoony, not too realistic.
No, I could do like, what is
Valorant,
that game I play?
Ganyan.
No, in I play a game in
Time Crisis.
Zone. Yeah, Time Crisis.
Meron pa
I'm
bang
really
Time Crisis?
Yeah, because it's retro games. Naman.
Saka mura na ngayon. Tama ba?
I think I could do
mahal
Time Crisis. Because I can shoot.
I do like Time Crisis.
Yeah.
I would go there alone nung estudyante ako.
Oh,
kasi kaya ko.
Like ilang, oh, wow, yaman. Yeah, ilang oras?
Hindi, I mean, wala akong kaibigan.
Oh,
wala akong kaibigan, so ako
so
lang
fast.
Sa arcade. Oh. Wala kasi sumama sa akin.
And then because back then, I don't know if you know Photo Me, but back then there was a photo, yung may sticker, anong tawag doon? Yun yung uso ng time natin.
Alam ko lang quickly nung panahon na yun.
Oh no.
Sa Kazagu.
Neoprint. Mm-mm. Yeah, that's exactly what we had in our. So wala kang neoprint. Ikaw lang.
Nah, no.
So wala kang sticker.
Wala akong neoprint, no. Oh. Meron lang ako photo me one by one.
Black and white.
Colored naman.
Kaya lang nagfe-fade kasi yung neoprint. So baka
kaya parang bumalik sila. Tapos bumalik ulit.
Necessary obsolescence.
Yeah,
obsolescence. Oh, shucks, I can't even say the word. Obsolete.
A necessary evil.
Ganun necessary lang. That it gets obsolete. How about that?
Ganun na lang.
I can't pronounce YouTube.
Ngayon ko lang na-encounter yan.
YouTube. I have to stop and
YouTube. Yeah,
but it's really YouTube in my heart.
Yeah. Nag-YouTube din ako.
Yeah.
Kanina YouTube ako. YouTube ang nasabi ko. Mali pa rin. YouTube.
Mali lang. Then just say YT,
YouTube.
No?
YouTube.
Just say YT.
Mas sa TikTok na kasi ako ngayon. Mas madalas ako sa TikTok. Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm.
What's your most trending video? Ooh, yeah.
My, I think with my cats, I think.
What is that? You have, you have and Kat and have how many cats?
We have
because
one cat,
your
dog.
Wife is cat as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes, yes.
One cat.
One Persian cat, na Persian orange cat. Tabby, and one Pomeranian na black na 1 year old. Those they're friends.
Oh, how?
And they fight.
Hmm? Oh, they're friendly enemy frenemies.
Frenemies. Yes.
Cool.
Si Zorro and Nacho.
So people online like your pets.
They do, they do.
Like, they know the names. Do they have, like, their own accounts now?
Not
I mean,
yet.
Fan accounts? Woo.
Not yet. Pinapalaki ko pa yung, ano, yung numbers. And then, gagawa namin yung account.
Yeah, but going back to being married, so you're married as well, and how does Kat feel about all the gaming?
She supports!
Like, how?
She
I
does.
Die.
Parang... Sabi nga,
you don't have to hide in the bathroom. Puya El has to hide in the bathroom
no.
when he's playing.
So parang, kasi I stream my games, eh, diba? So I would game and then I would stream.
There. Where do you stream it? Where
sa
can people
TikTok,
watch this?
Sa TikTok, oh, Christian TikTok. Bautista. So parang nag-stream ako. And then, pero, papagalitan na ako ni Kat. Pag nasa mall na kami, tapos naglalaro pa rin ako.
Are you playing or you're just checking your...
Oh, I'm playing.
Oh, I thought, but sometimes KCL's just, I'm just checking my...
Hindi. Oh, yeah. Kasi
parang if
shopping
there's an
siya,
offer or whatever.
So, nandun siya sa makeup area, di ba? Okay. Mga 30 minutes to. Okay, kaya
I'm
to
gonna
one
stream
game. Kaya
Christian
to.
Bautista on TikTok. Ganun, tapos...
Hindi naman stream, pero game lang. Tapos sabihin niya, babe, you play all the time at home. Can we just shop together? You're right.
But how's that? You're gonna die.
Yeah, pag umalis siya ulit, kukunin ko ulit.
No, but you're away.
Kasi yung parang chess eh. Meron parang magic chess eh.
Away from keyboard.
Uh-oh.
Ah, it's not
parang
an online based. Game.
So ang lalaroin ko lang with my wife, pag nasa Shopee siya,
ay,
is turn-based.
No. Clue.
Pag umalis
tip.
Siya.
Para sa may mga girlfriend,
okay, move
boyfriend.
Lang. Balik ulit. Ganun.
Turn-based. And what are
parang
the options
chess.
For turn-based?
Yun nga, parang you don't have to be there all the time.
I mean, but what games? Because with Marky, we had a shoe reveal. So give us your game list reveal.
I just, well, kung turn-based, I just play Magic Chess, some like TFT and Tactics. Pero what I play now definitely is, yun nga, ML, Wild Rift. As you said, Valorant, Helldivers, sometimes StarCraft 2, an old one, Company of Heroes. Starfield, natapos ko na.
Natapos mo na, meaning what happened in the
end? Sa story. In the end, parang there's like a singularity. Tapos the
what
game.
What is a singularity?
So this is the thing with Starfield. It's,
okay.
it's genius. Pag natapos mo na siya,
uh-huh.
sabi niya sa'yo yung game, okay, you can do the game all over again
uh-huh.
with
choose
all
your
of
own
your
adventure.
Stats. Yung stats mo na sa'yo, and then you can do all the game
but now
all
you're
over
more
again.
Powerful.
You're more powerful.
More
ulitin
knowledgeable.
Galing,
you know what's coming.
You know what's coming at mas malakas ka pa.
But do you still make the same mistakes even if you
know
what's...
You can now make different choices.
It's kind of like choose your own adventure.
Yes.
For those who read that book.
Yes.
Style, I mean.
At ano yung sa Netflix, ginaya nila yun eh. Yung choose your own adventure a few years ago.
Oh, was it the guy from Crash Landing on You?
Is that the guy from Crash Landing on You?
Yeah, and...
Bandersnatch. Check it out.
Oh, but there's also one... Oh, no. Yeah, choose your own adventure talaga
pero
with
Netflix
your...
with the remote.
With your remote. But... Yeah, so what characters do you play? Because supposedly the characters you choose are telling of your personality in a team. Like what in ML, for example.
Tank.
You're
ako
a
lagi.
Tank. Oh my gosh, my bandmate is a tank. See Chuck Hosan, he's a pianist.
Chuck.
And I was so happy. He's such a nerd, though. He plays with his iPad.
Bigat.
I guess because after the gig, diba, it's his ano for his arreglos.
Ang bigat, masakit yun.
No,
unless
has,
meron kang pillow.
Hindi, meron siyang... No, we played like, I don't know, after the gig. It's funny
ano,
naman.
Ano, yung pro o yung mini?
I don't know which one. I didn't pay him that much. Does it matter?
Yeah, ang bigat ng pro.
Siguro nakaganon sa lamesa.
Oh, siguro nga.
Kasi sanay siya.
Phone
pianista
eh.
Siya gusto niya. Ah, phone ka. Do you have a separate gaming phone?
Hindi, kahit saan.
No, but...
Play anywhere.
Tuwang-tuwa ako lang
fire
sa tank.
Anywhere.
Kasi hindi ko naman alam kung saan ako pupunta that I often just hide in the grass.
Yeah, because you're waiting to ambush people.
So I love that there was a tank bringing me everywhere so you could ride the tank. That much I know.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then you start to kill everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all I know.
So pag ML and killing others, okay lang. Pero pag CODM and guns, mahirap.
Kasi maliit lang naman sila.
Ah, pag maliit, hindi masyado nakikita.
Hindi ko masyado okay na-feel. Kasi yung first person is just so real. You have to admit, the acting pa, they're like in America. And like, hey,
so kung yung ML first person, hindi mo nalaroin?
Parang hindi. Ay, hindi. Pero gusto ko siya gawin in real life. May ganun ba? Like, I feel like
cosplay,
if
pero,
it's in real life, I could like win. I could run, I could definitely beat people. No, because of my Alena skills.
Ah, that's right. That's right. Basically,
so I'm a spear. Like I've done it with spear, so I could definitely.
I'm actually
beaten people.
Sabi ko na kay Direct Mark na ipush nila ang Encantadia sa ML.
Are you? Oh yeah, that universe, those universes.
Maglagay lang isa. Like, meron ng lapu-lapu, di ba? Meron ng may Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao.
So why not? Dapat na lang may royalties tayo kareho.
Oo nga. Kasi dami ideas great natin ideas. Yan. I watched this one show about games, actually, on Apple TV. Shucks, I forgot na naman the title. I'm so bad at titles.
Games, Apple TV.
They're game creators.
Ah, yung comedy.
Yeah, it's a Filipina
Mythic
actress.
Quest.
Mythic Quest! There you go. It's
tama ba?
So good.
Mythic Quest?
Yeah. Because the actress is Filipina.
Ah, Filipina ba yun? Ah. Yeah, hindi ko pa siya fully napanood eh. Ted Lasso pa lang yung natapos ko.
Ted Lasso is amazing.
Ted Lasso is jamazing.
Amazing. But yeah, Mythic Quest was good. I guess because I don't really know what goes on in the heads of gamers. So it's always been like a curiosity, especially like ikaw, you've been a gamer forever and you had like laptops where you would play.
I would bring it to the dressing room and play.
Do you want to do a laptop like specs reveal? I think that's interesting to some people.
I don't know my specs.
Oh, is that allowed? Is that? Oh, and you're not a nerd? Is that what you're saying?
Not 100%. Hindi ko talaga
alam. Are you a gatekeeper? You don't want to divulge your secrets?
Hindi naman. Pero meron nga, marami na nga nagtatanong na ganyan eh. Parang GPU reveal. Parang hindi ko siya memorized. Basta ang gusto ko lang talaga is to really play the game. Parang kahit, alimbawa yung ML, Wild Rift or whatever, hindi ko na minememorize yung what equipment goes up. I just really like the gameplay.
Basta ayaw mo lang ng mabigat na iPad, na tablet.
Basta hindi siya mabigat.
Yun lang naman. Kasi di ba parang,
I just wanna play.
Do you have any special like stretches?
Okay. So I drink coffee a lot, right? So napapasma ako. Papasma ako tapos basa.
Is that connected?
Sometimes. So para nagiging wet yung fingers. So ngayon, napabili na ako nung
those
socks.
I'm
those
dying.
Finger socks.
We're gonna put the link down below.
Yung finger socks.
But I'm really dying. This is like some major...
Kasi nga minsan pawis. Pero minsan, pag wala, powder. So kapag... Ang problema, kapag yung powder napawisan...
That's
magkakaroon na ng mga stuff sa phone mo. Lalo kang hindi makagalaw, so kailangan mo punasan.
This is so honest right now.
Yun ang medyo weird.
This is the real, real Christian right now. Do you think one day you'd like to create the game? Children create games now. These programmers are
They're
creating games.
They're billionaires.
Yeah, and
these
the kids
gamers.
Are just, okay, so what would your... Okay, Shempre, this is still your idea and we don't want people to steal it, but what kind of game? Okay, my favorite games would be Chocolatier, and I did one before, it was a town, but I've never done those farming games.
I think I just want the money, so parang Flappy Bird pero monkey eating eagle. Tapos na.
Akala ko gusto mo yung fear and excitement.
Saka na yun, kapag kumita na si Flappy Bird na monkey eating eagle, and then I can fund
my
real game.
It's a horrible answer.
Sino ang gumawa ng Flappy Bird?
What is
Nasa
Flappy
na siya
Bird?
At bakit nyo tinanggal?
Nawala.
Wala na. Nag-Flappy Bird ka rin dati.
No, hirap na hirap ako sa topic. Wala akong alam sa
game. Next na. Dami ka pa dito.
It's pinawisan pa ako. It's about trying to understand your friends. And I think that's important. I mean, we've never had these conversations. So I actually feel like a bad friend right now. Alam mo yun?
All good. All good. It's a different universe.
Hindi mo man lang inalam yung interests niya and everything.
Because the thing is, yung mga gamers usually, they really just go into a corner. Kasi nga introvert sila.
So they never even like try to get you to join the game? You've never asked anyone, hey, you want to
play
with me?
Because most people, you can find it parang different or weird or sayang oras.
Sayang oras?
Yung iba. So talagang magkoconnect lang ang isang gamer sa isang gamer na naglalaro na to begin with.
Okay, so you'll see each other in the space, in the
already,
online space.
Already.
Or, yeah.
Or parang pag nag-uusap mo, bro, ano, hero mo? Yeah, yeah, bro. So,
are you a skinner?
Depends sa character. Sa character.
Nux. So
sa
what
character.
Is the biggest amount you've spent on some skin? Please mute this part
lang,
for Kat.
Hindi lang, mga ano lang, mga few hundred lang. Doon
dollars?
Lang kay Kufra. Euros. Hindi. Sa ano lang, sa doon lang sa hero na ginagamit. Pero it's so funny, kasi, kaya ako nag-ML because of Alden. Kasi naglalaro si Alden ng ML. Tapos parang, hey, what's that? Tapos parang, yeah, we just play this. Okay, tapos nakik... Tapos naglaro na ako. And then
he's
this big gamer.
Ini-invite ka niya? Kasi, di ba parang, can I play with you? How does that go?
Mahirap. Ano yun eh, magaling talaga yun eh. Ngayon, Valorant na yata siya. Si Raver naglalaro. Si Miguel Tan Felix naglalaro. Valorant also. Maraming artist din naglalaro.
So, I'm so sorry. I feel like such a bad friend. I've discovered today that I'm a bad friend.
Not at all.
I don't know
we're
about
exploring...
your college course. This is supposed to just be us catching up. But instead of catching up, we are discovering things that I've kind of known
things
about
happen.
You. That you're a complete gamer. I mean, at the level of wearing socks on your fingers. So,
yeah.
Thank you for sharing
that
all
sucks.
That. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's also... I mean, are you into jazz as well?
Jazz.
Yeah.
My dad's into jazz,
really?
Pero I appreciate jazz. Pero
really?
What do you mean ba by into jazz?
You're into jazz kasi sa jazz may socks. At pag may socks, may jazz. Sorry.
I was gonna support that, pero parang...
It's okay, they laugh.
Kasi ganyan din naman yung style ko ng joke.
Joking. Joke. oh my God, Christian, it's been a full, like, we are over time now, which is great because it means the time just passed and maybe we need an episode two.
Maybe. Saka maraming edit points.
No edit points. We are fully showing everyone what it's like to be around us. No, I mean, the point of Case Drama, the podcast, is for people to see another side of my friends. And, you know, they don't get this level of, like, chilling and hanging out with you. One major thing that I wanted to say before we end is that when I first met Christian, I already knew he was... Well, not to go to... Well, you were that guy... trying on suits at Glorieta as we were rehearsing for...
Memo.
Yeah, we were rehearsing for...
Anong brand ba yun?
Ha?
Nakalimutan
ko yung brand. Sponsor ka ba? We were,
no, time na
yun. We were rehearsing for The Little Mermaid and then eventually when we did Christian Music... Ayun na naman, Christian Musical. Sa'yo yata yun, ah. The Kitchen Musical.
Let's make one.
We
went, by Jamie
diba?
Rivera.
No, ikaw yung star, Christian.
And Jamie
the
Rivera.
Musical. Why?
Christian Musical.
But that's not her name. That's you.
But
you're the star.
Like the what's it?
No,
divine...
parang Cinderella though. Like okay. Cinderella, and then
we can invite your mom, Divine Diva.
ibang musical yun. But when we did Kitchen Musical tour, we ended up in Indonesia, and I kid you not, the kids were following us, running after
that
Christian.
That was funny. Sa airport.
Ano kaya yan? They were students, or parang do you think they were traveling, or they were OJTs?
I don't know, pero parang...
But that was really
that was,
trippy.
That was an experience.
And when
experience.
You had your 25th anniversary concert,
2020.
A 20th lang ba yun?
Mm-hmm.
When you had when you had your 20th anniversary concert at the Samsung, behind me were some of your fans who traveled all the way from Indonesia.
That's right, you told me.
And I kid you not, I had so much fun just being around people who loved you so much. Because when you're around fangirls and fanboys, parang it elevates the concert experience to a whole new level. Before that, I was just at the Regis concert, same venue, with a super fan, John Mark Saga. And sabi ko, ganito pala dapat manood ng concert. You have to be with a super fan who just is so
knows
happy.
Everything.
No, it's just so happy to be there. But I mentioned that because I'm sure they're listening and... Today, they get to be like a really close friend to you. And sometimes we need to hear that. Alam mo yan, you have your earphones on. And parang, ang sarap naman marinigin from Christian, my favorite singer
okay.
in the whole wide world. Who was trending
best.
On Twitter before trending was a thing. That was another thing.
Because of Indonesian
when
TV.
When you guess it in a game show, that was so impressive.
That
before
was,
it was X.
Was
before
something.
Trending.
That was something. That was
before
something.
Hashtags.
So, I would just like to say, first, to my Indonesian friends and fans, terima kasih, aku cinta kamu. Thank you because even if our nationalities are different, our language is different. You never failed to show me your love, even if it comes from a great distance. So you would come here, and when I would go to Indonesia, you would be there as well. So thank you very much. For my fans here in the Philippines, after 20 years, sometimes parang I get lost. I don't know what to do. But you help me strengthen my core or my goals. Again, you remind me of our blessings. You remind me of our adventures together. And I couldn't have done it without you. So thank you for naming your children after me. Wow. That's true. And it's a joke as well. Pero it means that you really want me to be part of your life. And I do really want to be part of your lives as well. So with all my heart, I love you. Thank you so much. Katulad nga nung isang kanta rin natin, tuloy lang tayo, tuloy ka lang. Hanapin lang natin ang susunod na daan. Or tayo mismo gumawa ng sarili nating daan. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Oh, don't end it there. We're on a roll. If you could do your affirmations, because we do that at the end, parang positive message to anyone who is currently a ghoul or maybe one fourth place. Or I know you say this a lot, but we just want you to have like a one-liner that would maybe be something that people could refer to when they're feeling down for being just ghoul number two. I mean, just ghoul number two is maybe, oh, I am ghoul number two, and next time, watch me fly. Diba? Parang ganun. Like, what could be your one-liner for them?
It's a song eh. Okay lang ba?
Sure. We can recite it and then sing it. Do you want to recite it first?
It's from The Way You Look At Me. Find this person in your life na magsasabi sa'yo ng... na masasabi mo sa kanya na ganito. You make me believe that there's nothing in this world I cannot be.
Oh, goosebumps. That is so nice. Can you say it like one more time?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll say it with you.
Kakantayin ba natin?
No, we'll say it together.
Okay. You make me believe that there's nothing in this world
I cannot be.
You make me believe that there's nothing in this world I can't be.
Oh, I'm gonna cry a little.
Hanap kayo ng ganun, na maniniwala sa'yo.
That is so, yeah, sometimes you just need one person. And then you'll meet more.
Yeah.
And then you also meet that one special person you'll always be able to hang on to when you need to hear that or when you need to know that and feel that.
Yeah. Find your tribe. And of course, ask the Lord for help all the time.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's great. And with that, we close this episode of Case Drama with Christian J.M. Bautista.
Yay!
Proud Cavitania. This is Caril, proud girl from Laguna. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good one.